SBS Radio.
Behind that statistic of 61 women who have been killed here in Australia, what it doesn't show is that this is somebody's partner, somebody's friend, somebody's colleague, somebody's mother. It's really quite distressing to see that in Australia, not only are one woman killed on average at the hands of a partner violence this year, and that's totally unacceptable. And it's quite distressing to see those statistics in a country like Australia.
Yeah, this is quite alarming, and according to statistics, the things are not getting any better. And yet, what's more worrying is that there seems to be a very mild reaction from our authorities, political and otherwise.
Yep, so I think must be stated that whilst we're seeing an unprecedentedly large number of women murdered here in Australia, what we must continue to work towards is having a mindset of being able to engage men and engage those in our community who need to have the conversation about what it is to be respectful, to be inclusive, and ultimately to stop this violence. And that's what White Ribbon is all about. And we engage government, we engage corporates, we engage workplaces, and we engage schools to be able to come together on the journey, because no one organisation or group can do it alone. So we need everyone to play their part, whether it's educating young kids and young children about be respectful, but from an early age, all the way through to having a workplace that is free from harassment and bullying and violence against women. We need to have that as part of our Australian society.
Yeah, because when I look at the statistics, and your CEO was just saying that if this was, if these women, 60 dying, through the past 12 months, if this was through terrorism or other events, you would see police deployed all over the country and, laws being decreed just to see that this does not happen again. And yet, when it comes to this scourge of violence at home, where people should be feel the most safe, what's going on?
Yeah, and I think more can be done, of course, and not only from our governments in terms of being able to look to provide support, whether financially for preventative campaigns like White Ribbon, as well as organisations who are helping to support the victims in family, domestic and violence situations. Ultimately, we need everyone to play their part. So whilst the government is great to be able to lean on, it actually is more than just a government issue. And that's why I think White Ribbon Day particularly, which is an opportunity for us to bring to the forefront the issue of men's violence against women on the 23rd of November, is an important day.
Yeah.
In actual fact, each and every day, we should be working towards a more inclusive and respectful society here in Australia.
Yeah. And, what's to be expected on the day of White Ribbon this year?
So this year, Bertram, we're seeing a large number of events organised by the community who are standing up and speaking out and showing their support by holding lunches, attending community marches, and really trying to galvanise the community when it comes to preventing violence and abuse against women. And it's through that collective action of the community playing their part that we can start to see a difference. And it's about changing the generational landscape of what violence against women looks like in our society so that we can eliminate that. And all throughout Australia, whether you're in regional, remote or metropolitan areas, we're seeing a large number of events being registered to be able to show their support. A few events in particular up in Cape York, Queensland. We have a number of events organised up in Bannagar, all the way through to Cowan, who are showing some amazing initiatives by getting the school and the local men's group to come together and hold community marches, as well as having a number of ambassadors like Adrian Eyre from the QPS and also Kerry Williams up in Queensland, who are really driving and championing the support to prevent violence and abuse against women and children.
Yeah. Previously, we've seen a lineup of really outstanding ambassadors. I can't just recall all their names because well, there are some outstanding men who have come up and started speaking out against domestic violence and violence against children. Now, can you remind us some of the big names and some other activities being run by ambassadors, White Ribbon ambassadors?
Certainly. So we have, as you mentioned, Bertram, we have a large number of ambassadors who are standing up and speaking out in our community. Everyone from Adam Goods all the way through to the Honourable Minister Ken Wyatt and Dr. Tom Karma. Just a few individuals who not only are attending a number of events this week, particularly to support White Ribbon Day on Friday, 23rd of November, but also they're showing their support by getting active and attending community marches and really being able to put their presence to a cause in the campaign like White Ribbon, which is so important because at the end of the day, violence against women is unacceptable, and these individuals are just a small number of those who are standing up in their community.
Yeah, you've mentioned Adam Goods, the legendary AFL player, and Ken Wyatt, who is combining his activities as a minister and an outstanding community role model, always advocating to do the right thing in the community. Now, and yourself, what will you be doing on the day, on the leader of this group?
So I'll be supporting the White Ribbon community in Adelaide, and I'll be attending the largest White Ribbon Day breakfast in Australia, organised by the Adelaide Breakfast Committee. They get about 1,400 people attending the Adelaide Convention Centre, and it's been going on for the last 5 years now, and it's consistently been the main event in South Australia where everyone can turn up and show their support to prevent violence and abuse against women in South Australia.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.